finding them on the papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on the TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Give it to me straight.
There's a place to find all the answers.
AMFM Shortwave Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. It is Wednesday, the 13th of June, 2007. And coming up in just a couple of minutes, I have Randall Weaver with us. And, you know, it's kind of ironic. He and Michael Herdsock, I wished I could be with these guys, but we're in the middle of a network move, and I don't have a day to spare. But I was sitting here looking at the guest book, and our anniversary is in 4 days. We actually opened up on June 17th. I always said 18th, but it was actually June 17th. On the 18th, my first guest on this network in the studio was Randy Weaver.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's kind of a synergistic kind of thing going on here.
Can I speak?
Well, only with a microphone in front of your face.
Which one?
Well, that one right there.
All right. Can I speak?
You can speak.
You know, what's interesting, John, is that all this, you know, when something like that happens, and I told this on my show today, it's like I was hit with this light bulb this morning that all came to me at once, and I had mentioned on my show the other day, is that, you know, in my mind, it seems to me like there should be a plausible solution and so forth. But then as soon as that hit my mind, it seems like everything just started coming together. Just like this call I got right at the end of my show with Tim Wingate. As you know, I was looking for somebody to guest host my show, and boom.
Yeah, and I was going to do sub for you next week, but I had to sub for Robbie because Robbie's going to be off for 4 days.
Well, my point is this. It's like when something like this happens that is inspired by truth. It's inspired by goodness. It's inspired by bringing, you know, the facts out to the American people. God intercedes and starts paving the way for it. Okay, and again, I'm the first to profess that I wouldn't consider me a Bible thumper carrying things around, because I'm not. But I believe, and I can see it working when it needs to work. So with that, I'm just amazed at what's been happening just since this morning.
Well, and it's an opportunity. This Margot
Sanger Katz.
Yeah, Sanger Katz. I have been speaking with her. They've spoken. She has actually spoken with Elaine and Ed Brown. And I guess Elaine said today that she's not been all that friendly.
Yeah, the words that she used was, I can't even remember the words she used, but it wasn't good. It wasn't a good adjective, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, and, you know, we've had the opportunity in the people in the media, and I've gone through this before, where they were just anti-something, anti-the person. They didn't understand what they were writing about. And they were just picking up with the mainstream mantras. I mean, it's almost like they go to this collective mind school to get their verbiage, and this is how they construct and write stories. Well, I'm going to work on this Margot Sanger Katz. And she's going to write a positive story because she's going to understand exactly what's been going on. And we need to flip some of these people on the media side because, you know, it's okay when the government was running all over everybody else, over every issue, every right, it didn't matter. Oh, but don't touch my First Amendment. You know, Second Amendment could go, you know, due process could go, everything could go.
Yeah, I want to remind you of what happens when that happens, though, okay? A lot of these people live in denial. They don't want to know, because if they sit down and look at a copy of Freedom to Fascism, now they have a moral decision to make. And a lot of times that's based on the salary that they're getting from this mainstream shill.
And they might have to actually go out, if it bothers them, to get an honest job.
Yeah, that's exciting, isn't it?
Thank you, Michael. We'll be right back with my guest today, Randy Weaver. Almost to the day. We'll be right back.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Before I bring Randy up, I want to read what came out of the Concord Monitor. And this was on April 27th, okay? A letter to the paper goes as follows. Jim Davies out of Newbury. Browns hurt no one. Why imprison them? My attention was caught by two cases in which our neighbors have been imprisoned without having done any harm. First, Ed and Elaine Brown of Plainfield, who, as your reporter Margaret Sanger Katz reminded us, are barricaded in her home for fear of invasion and arrest by U.S. Marshals for having declined to fill out an IRS 1040 form. The other is Russell Canning in Cheshire County Jail for having refused to fill out some other government form. I don't know whether there is a law requiring Canning to fill out his or the Browns to fill out theirs, although Ed Brown has repeatedly asked to see it in his case. I've not heard that any government spokesman has identified that law, but let me suppose that there are such laws and that these three prisoners broke them. What kind of society imprisons people for refusing to complete a government form? Ah, says the condescending government school civic teachers, government decrees these things so it can serve all the people and get its authority to do so from us, the people. Let's imagine the scene. Lady approaches policeman, breathless. Officer, quick, arrest that man. He's dangerous. He just didn't fill out my form. Now, clearly the breathless lady is mad. She has no power to compel anyone to fill out her form, but she is one of those who, according to our civics teachers, delegated that power to government, so if she doesn't have the power, she cannot delegate it, and the government doesn't have it. So what sort of society is this? A crazy one, I'd say, as irrational as the breathless lady, but much more dangerous. And that went into the Concord Monitor. Randy Weaver, good afternoon, sir.
John, how you doing?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
Well, considering the shape of this country, I'm still kicking, which I'm not complaining. I've had worse days, I guess.
Well, and as we've talked many times before, Randy, you are, I guess you're the pariah to the government. I guess they have to adopt like the attitude of once bitten, twice shy, because they went after you, they went after your family. We know the story of Ruby Ridge, and it's still being talked about today. And I appreciate you going up to Ed and Elaine Brown's place, because the press is just dying to talk to you, I must say. With the press people I've been talking to today, they really want to meet you. And
yeah.
And I think it's going to be a pretty much clear-cut case of only your issue was you were set up over a shotgun. They were set up over the IRS.
Right. Yes, and in both cases, both so-called laws that they're talking about are unconstitutional. In fact, there is no law in the Browns case that says they have to file a return. So that's clear-cut, but you see the trouble. It gets real big trouble when you get into the courts and the judges run their, they say, this is my court, and they're going to run it the way they want. They don't allow evidence in that could exonerate the accused. And this sort of thing gets out of hand, and it needs to be stopped. So, and in my case, the gun charge deal, you can buy shotguns shorter legally than what I sold. And even if I did something that was illegal, doesn't mean it's unlawful, and it certainly wasn't unconstitutional. And then most of the laws and codes and rules of the ATF, which I have no time for, and I have, in my mind, their codes and rules are null and void.
Well, it's interesting, since Ruby Ridge and since Waco, the ATF has pretty much taken a back seat. You don't see them up there trying to get their budget renewed or increase in budget. You're not seeing the stories of the ATF running up on people and killing them. They pretty much faded into the woodwork. Now, I know.
That's not true, John. I get calls, and I know people all across the country, the ATF, especially people with federal firearms licenses, that they get bring violation charges up on them for, you know, not crossing T's and dotting I's. It's terrible. With the ATF, they're still out there doing things they shouldn't be doing.
But it doesn't seem to be with the frequency. At least we're not hearing the stories on the alternative media like we were, say, 10 years ago.
Well, Mitch, maybe you're not. Anyway.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you, Randy, because this sheriff up in Plainfield, New Jersey,
mm-hmm.
He magically, when this siege, they were putting this thing together. And it's not really clear yet as to why they backed off, whether it was because phone calls were being made or the press was there. We do not know at this point, but we do know that they did not successfully carry out the raid on the Browns. Instead, they raided Elaine Brown's dentistry office. I guess they have to do something with 50 officers and armored vehicles and surveillance and all this other stuff. But we were talking about this the other day, and somebody mentioned something to me. Now, in your case out there at Ruby Ridge, you did not have the county sheriff really involved in anything. The feds moved in, locked the area down. And I was told that when this thing wound down, your wife was shot and killed along with your son, when you guys were coming down out of the mount, so to speak, that the local law enforcement down there, these guys were just about in tears.
Well, some of them were, and some of the feds were, too. But that local sheriff, they paid him money just to stay out of the picture.
Really?
Yes, $5,000.
So he took, and I was not aware of that, he took a payoff to stay out of this deal.
That's what come out in court.
Was he elected next term?
No, he replaced an elected sheriff that resigned and got married and left the state. that, in fact, the sheriff that left the state, he's the sheriff that beat me when I run for sheriff in 1988. And he was actually a good guy, I thought. And if anyone else was going to win the election, I was hoping it was him, and it was him. There's about six of us running, maybe eight of us. But the local sheriffs, they're just they have become federalized, just like all your local police. You might say federalized because they're afraid of the feds. Myself.
Well, it very well could be, but these are the only constitutionally elected peace officers in this country, and they do have the power of law enforcement, if you will, in their respective counties. And we've had case after case where the county sheriff, he's a good guy, maybe a little uneducated. People walk in, talk to him, sit down, show him documentation, show him the real law, who's in charge. And especially dealing with, not necessarily the IRS per se, but with the environmental protection agencies, whatever. We had a guy out in Colorado that went out there to retire, and he had many, many acres in Colorado. He was doing reclamations of water supplies out there, got kudos from the state, but the EPA didn't like it. Well, when they showed up, he basically told them, he said, look, I'm inviting you people to leave. You have no jurisdiction in this county. I am the representative law enforcement in this country, county, and I'm telling you, you're not needed here. Go home. Well, they packed up and came back. The next time they showed up, they said, look, you better call Washington, D.C., because if you're not out of here in 5 minutes, you're going to be in my jail, and you're going to be calling D.C. for bail. Now,
I'd like to shake that sheriff's hand.
Well, and these are the people, and I think, Randy, in a small way, if we had our druthers and the world was right according to the Constitution, right and wrong and all those other good things, I think things would be a little bit different as far as dealing with the feds go. But I think a small part of that has to be shared, that burden has to be shared by the people that have been sitting back too long and just letting them just run right over the top of us.
Well, I agree with you. That's true.
You know, it's wake-up calls such as this.
Yes.
And I hope that things go as and Herzog has been brainstorming over this deal for the last couple of days. And I hope he's successful with you going up there, at least at number one, to bring notoriety to this thing. Because I think the last thing that the government wants to realize is they've got the man from Ruby Ridge up there with the Browns, and I think they're going to think twice about running in and doing a siege, as they obviously had planned to.
Yeah, my daughters, I was on the phone with them, both of them, a while ago, and my oldest daughter, she's going to try to get off work. She just would love to come up there, and if she can get off work, she's going to fly out there.
All right.
So, and she could speak better than I can, but, she was 16 years old when it happened, Sarah. And she's worried about the Browns, too. They've been on her mind for a couple months, she said. So.
They've been on a lot of people's minds, and I appreciate Ed Brown, because a lot of people wanted to pick up arms and tromp up there to New Hampshire and just say, hey, look, you know, the line in the sand is here, but Ed and Elaine Brown did not want that.
No.
They said that the feds want us, and we're not complying, because Randy, you said it earlier. We have seen so many of these court cases. You've been through your own. I've been involved in court cases, federal cases, especially with the IRS, and I've watched how these judges absolutely lock down the courtrooms. They have their agenda. They're instructing the juries. They're not allowing all facts and all information to come forth in the courtroom. The court is not decided in a jury trial. The outcome of that trial should not be by the judge. It should be by that jury. They have the ability to nullify, if need be, unconstitutional law or just a law that's on the books that just ain't right.
That's true. We need to educate people. Education's key to freedom, and a jury is our last stand, and they have more power than anyone else in the courtroom. And in our trial, in the closing arguments, that's what Jerry Spence told our jury. I about fell out of my chair when I heard him say it. He said, folks, you have more power than anyone else in here, including that man sitting right up there, and he pointed right at Judge Lodge. I thought he was going to be reprimanded, but he got away with it.
Well, not too many people would take on the suede coat wearing. you were lucky to get that guy as counsel. All right, Jerry Spence. Hang on a second, Randy. We've got to take this break. We'll be right back right after this, ladies and gentlemen.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering. World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
That was not planned. That was in the regular bumper rotation, but how apropos. We've got Randy Weaver with us. Randy, how many years did your incident in Ruby Ridge take place? I'd even forgotten. Has it been 10 years?
It'll be 15 in August.
15 years. My God. And they have not learned anything, and they are doing what they're doing because somebody is not picking up the phone. I've spoken about this before. When people don't have an option, as in within your case, you weren't going to go to jail. You knew it was trumped up. The Browns even tried, even with the trial fixing, Randy, tried to make a deal with the government and said, look, we'll pay your interest and your penalties. It was over $600,000. Take the damn money. If that's all that you're about, take the damn money. Randy, they didn't want the money. They want their conviction. They want their dog and pony show. They want the fear in every American's heart that you don't go up against this system that is corrupt, that is evil. And I don't have to tell you that. You had experienced it firsthand 15 years ago. Do you still often think of those days, or have you tried to put that behind you?
I think about it sometime during the day, every day. And it's easier now, you know, that wounds, you might say the wounds are healed, but the scars are still there and will always be there. And I know exactly how the Browns are feeling right now. And when I talked to him over the phone through the radio show yesterday, why, they're set in their minds. They're doing this on principle. And we need, they're an excellent example to the way the rest of the people in this country need to get.
Well, and Randy, I said this to Mike Herzog. I told him, I said that if we can get this thing back down, ratcheted down, and they could have actually an honest day in court, I don't think that Ed Brown would turn that down if he had an even chance going into court, putting forth in front of a jury, because we've had tax cases not only at state income tax level, but also federal income tax level. We've had these cases dismissed.
Yes.
Now, this particular judge that was on this case, he lost his wife on the Challenger. When was it? Back in 86? That was over 20 years ago. He lost his wife on the Challenger. This guy, of anybody, should understand tragic death.
Yes, he should.
But having a hand in what is going on, and I know what their position is, and Randy, they're almost intractable. They're doing what they're told is right. And it's become almost, with these federal judges, a groupthink mentality, that they are given their marching orders, they're told of what they can do and what they can't do. The Department of Justice is always riding herd on all these tax cases.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like the judge doesn't have any latitude. He does. He would have if he was a real human being. We were all born into this country, onto this earth, all human beings. We weren't born judges. We weren't born anything else. We were just people that are born on this earth. Through our own circumstance and our own choosing, we arrive at where we're at today. But for the life of me, I cannot understand, if there is any doubt in anybody's mind, in any of the system, of what they're doing and how they're doing it, that they just don't back off. I mean,
yes.
It's been going on year after year after year, and I know what they have to protect here. Randy,
yes.
Could you imagine if you will,
mm-hmm.
that they admit that, well, okay, the 16th Amendment wasn't properly ratified. Yes, it is unconstitutional.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine the funds that they would have to pay back to the American people? And what of all those people that they've ruined their lives and marriages, and people have committed suicides?
Mm-hmm.
There's no way. And I've made this offer, and I can only do this for myself personally. I can't do it for anybody else, only myself. I would be willing to say to the IRS, okay, you had a good run. I hope you get your retirement, but you know what? You don't have a job anymore. And just to leave it go, okay, you've had a good run at this, but now it's cease and desist and bother us no more.
I agree. I've thought all that through. I you said just what I've thought about. Said it better than I can.
I am just thoroughly amazed. We've got some opportunities in this country. We've not had a whole lot of victories. We have suffered at more defeats. But there's an education process, Randy, that's going on, and many, 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 many people have started waking up. In your particular case, it didn't involve the IRS. It was the ATF and the government goons. But in this particular case about the IRS, there's many good people out there doing a lot of work. You know, Bob Schultz with We the People Foundation, Aaron Russo with Freedom to Fascism. We've had a lot of people step forth and do what they're good at and presenting and trying to educate people. Ron Paul was asked the question in a debate, and I'll tell you what, Randy, if there is a God in heaven, Ron Paul is going to be riding into that White House and into the Oval Office on a white steed.
Yeah.
I mean, if there is a chance from the top end to slow this Congress down and what they've been doing, to give enough of a breather for good men good men to come forth and to take the seats of the counties and the township and the state legislatures and the federal legislatures. The time is now. We've got a break right here. We'll take your phone calls right after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
(800-313-9443) is the call-in number. Randy, I'm sitting here and I'm looking at the guest book that you signed, and I looked at the opening page. And the opening day on this network, I misquoted, it was actually June 17th of 2004. Here we are 3 years later, almost to the day. And you were live in studio on the 18th, the following day after we opened up. And here you are almost to the day 3 years later, and you're on another trek of, I guess you could call it a humanitarian mission, whatever the case. Why are you showing me that? Yeah, I know it's a calendar. Take it off there. Okay. Yeah, I know. I'm looking at the atomic clock that gives me the date. At any rate, a lot has transpired in the last 3 years. More than I think good, strong-hearted, patriotic, God-fearing Americans could ever imagine that could happen to a country. And I'm just kind of taken aback. I mean, here we are 3 years later. You're on the air. You're not in studio here, but it's been a long, 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 hard road, hasn't it?
Well, yeah. Nothing I can't handle, I guess, but losing more hair, getting grayer, probably getting shorter. They say you get shorter in your old age, and I think that's true. But, no, I just keep plugging away.
We don't have an option. I don't think there's anybody that you or I know that is willing at any point to curl up their toes and pick up their bat and ball and go home. We're literally in a fight for our survival and for this great republic.
John, I'm old enough that I don't worry about myself at all anymore. But my kids and my grandkids, when I see the shape we're in, there's times when I wouldn't care if I died tonight in my sleep or in a car wreck or whatever. But I am just really worried about the future for the kids. And that's why I keep plugging.
That's what I've always reminded people. If you've not done anything to be in support of the restoration of this great country, then how in God's name can you tuck your children in at night, have them say their prayers, look into their little sleepy eyes, tuck them in, pull the covers up around their chins, and then walk out of that bedroom when you know you've not done everything to ensure their safety once they're out of the nest, once they're into the real world? How can you sleep with yourself? I've asked that question many, many times. Let's go to George in Florida. Hello, George.
Yeah, thank you, John. Thank you, Randy. I'm on again. You raised the question about the juries. Back in about 1993, I was on a jury panel, and it was over a case where a daycare worker asked the children, "Has your parents ever touched your private parts?" And a 2.5-year-old girl said, "Yes." I mean, yeah, when you give them a bath. Well, these parents were drugged through, dehumanized and everything, and, you know, they went to jail, and about time went to court. You know, all the evidence that the parents had prove their innocence was being thrown out by the court. And we watched this judge and this prosecutor sit there and dehumanize this married couple. They would not allow any evidence in their defense, and the state was given a free ride. And about time when the final arguments were over, you know, I felt sick because the judge sits there and goes, "You have to base your verdict on the admissible evidence." Mm-hmm. And that was like we're being boxed in, like, "You better give a guilty verdict." And we didn't know, but the foreman on the jury, all they knew was retired military. We didn't know he was a retired JAG attorney. And he just basically said, "We do not have to go by that verdict." And he said, and he was very outraged how the judge treated this couple. And he said, "We'll rule not guilty because the judge will not allow evidence forth to prove their innocence or guilt." So we all ruled not guilty, because I was getting sick. I would have got sick to my stomach if I had to give a guilty verdict.
Yes.
And
you see, when you got all these different government agencies, so let's just say like the child protection agencies, they have to show that they're needed. So they will push cases that they may in their own minds know that they shouldn't, but they will just to justify their job. And that's the trouble with these people. Prosecutors do it all the time. Like this Nifong case and the Duke players out there, Duke University boys, was accused of that rape and all that. Nifong went ahead and was going to do them. And I figured the reason Nifong's got in big trouble and there's so much publicity over that now is because Duke University, their name was really dirtied. And so that's a big deal, see. And so Nifong, he's going to get in trouble for that. Well, most people don't have a big deal like Duke University backing them up, and so in most cases they go down the river because the juries don't understand what you folks could see through.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, like I said, my wife's place of business, she works at a convenience store. You know, it's like a lot of kids running around, and two CPS workers were in there getting a soda or whatever, and, you know, one of the parents had to sit there and yell at the kids, you know, get your hands off the shelf or something like that. And all of a sudden, the CPS worker's going to go grab the kid. And one of the father I know, he's an ex-Green Beret. He sat there and jumped in their face. And I'll tell you one thing. There's a certain type of character these people will not confront. And that could be you, Randy Weaver, because I could tell you, after this guy finished his words, these two ran out with their tails between their legs. And he took, because he said, me and my buddies will hunt you down and we'll make your life miserable.
Yeah, well, I probably wouldn't say that, but, I believe in disciplining the kids. I was very, very fortunate. My children were much better than I ever was, and I didn't have to discipline them very much. But that's because they took after their mother.
Well, you know, the thing is, it's like I have to say, everybody who gets a jury duty notice in the mail, do your jury duty, because I'll tell you one thing, you never know. You know, it could be very easy, anybody for any reason sitting on that stand for a bogus charge, and it might take a jury to prove their innocence.
That's right. And I've told people that before, Randy and George, that, you know, don't shirk this duty. If you watch the flavor and the innuendo and everything that you see in the media, and I don't care if it's portrayed in movies or news stories or whatever, oh, the juror doesn't want to come in. He doesn't want to be paid the paltry sum every day, and he doesn't want to be away from his job or his family or this, that, and the other. This is a duty and an obligation of us, and I can't say that if I was called for jury duty, I'd be slapping my hands and, okay, let's go get them, boys. But to take the quiet approach on this and to get on that jury, to make it past the polling for the jury, get your butt in that jury box and be a part of real justice. And that is the place that your mind, and that's the place that your attitude and your knowledge really counts, is when somebody else's butt is on the line.
Yep.
I mean, when I sat in the jury box, not only were we listening to the evidence in the case, but we were watching the body language of how the judge responded to the prosecution and how the judge responded to the defense. And his countenance towards the defense was a lot more, you know, demeaning, but yet every time you like the judge, he was sitting there, I mean, smiling in a glee, you know, the body language. He looked at all of that stuff, and we knew this was a sham trial. And, you know, I could not in good conscience find these people guilty and make them sex offenders. And,
yes,
you know, that's what the jury box is for. And it was a misapplied law.
Yep.
Well, and what I really find strange about all this, you know, it's a First Amendment in this country. They're protected under First Amendment for the billion-dollar pornography industry in this country. And then we have government agencies cropping up with new rules and regulations and penalties for perverts and everything else. We're watching a society literally disintegrate, and we're told that the reason why we have to treat this as a First Amendment issue because, well, you wouldn't want them taking away your First Amendment rights and your ability to speak and to do as you wish. This is not the same thing. This is we're not yelling fire in a crowded firehouse. We're not, or a movie house. We're not endangering people. We are doing what is just, what is right, and we're doing it from our own passions and our own beliefs. And to watch this, you know, go on, the sick circus go on, it is absolutely astounding to me. That it's like with a recovering heroin addict. You put a pile of heroin in front of him and say, okay, you're recovering. Don't touch that pile. Don't touch that drug. But yet that drug, by TV, by radio, by the entertainment industry, sex is always put in everybody's face. First Amendment's protected. They run all your pornography, your billion-dollar businesses. And they sit and they watch the people literally disintegrate. Revert to, I don't know, call them caveman status or whatever, but they don't seem to have a clue. They cannot seem to cognitively think in their own minds that there is a connection. I mean, it's astounding. Something you brought up, by the way, in Florida, you took the guy's name off. Yeah, I know he's gone, but George, thank you. One thing George brought up was we were talking about jury nullification, all this stuff. Folks, again, let me express this, because we don't have friendly federal judges. We don't have friendly prosecutors. Yeah, it's been often said that they can indict a ham sandwich, and often they do. But I liken them to laying charges on people It's like dirty diapers. Let's see how many we can throw at the wall and see which one sticks, and we'll go with that one. It's the most corrupt system I have ever seen. Randy, I had a woman by the name of Fitzgerald on the other day, and she's a whistleblower going back to the 99 case where she was bounced out of U.S. Customs. And Darlene Fitzgerald, she was a whistleblower. She saw her compadres, and especially the medium managers, absolutely corrupted, and she tried to do everything that she could. And she's had help from a D.C. attorney on this deal. They've got over 700 whistleblowers on their list, people that are willing to come forth in trial to go after the people, the criminals, and the crooks in government. But again, this is at the federal level. And I asked this attorney, I said, is there any way through grand jury or whatever else? Because I'll tell you one thing. I don't care if you're a federal judge, a municipal judge, county or federal or state prosecutor, whatever. You want to see a bunch of people get white-knuckled when a grand jury says, hey, we're going to proceed, we think there's criminal action here, or we think we should proceed with indictment. Mm-hmm. That's when everybody starts to get nervous.
Yeah.
And here's the bottleneck. Here is the problem. The problem is the Fed and their henchmen in these federal court systems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. I agree.
There's got to be a way around this thing. Hey, look, Randy, I know that you're on Herzog's program for a while, and I know you've been real, real busy on the phone. I'm going to let you go. I also wanted to take note here that we have a satellite cell system going over to the Browns, so they won't be cut off on communications anymore. They're going to have to jam that one, and we'll reconfigure, we'll reconnect if need be. But you guys should be over there at the Browns in pretty short fashion. You guys have not worked out all the logistics on this. But we'll stay in touch on this deal. Michael's going to be reporting back to the network. And I wish you great success up there, Randy. I hope that people, when Randall Weaver walks in, that they'll remember 15 years ago and the injustice that was done to you and the harm that was caused by this same Fed and the same mentality. I hope this backs them down a couple of inches, and I hope that gives them time to reflect and consider what they're doing.
Thanks, John. We'll be in touch.
All right, Randy. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Randy
yep.
Weaver. Folks, if you want to call the governor's office over there in behalf of the Browns, or the sheriff's department in New Hampshire, or the county commissioner of New Hampshire, I'm going to give you the numbers. This is all 603 area codes. Okay, write down 603. The governor of New Hampshire, 271-2121. That number again, 271-2121. For the sheriff, I think his name is Prizzo or Prazo or whatever it is, the guy that saw fit in the first couple of days of the siege to be out of town on a fishing vacation or something, but he just wasn't available. That guy, you people up in Plainfield, New Hampshire, I hope you're taking note, because this guy isn't protection of the people of your county up there. He's picking and choosing who he's going to, what lamb he's going to let the Fed lead to the slaughter. And I hope this guy is not around for the next term. I hope he gets voted out. I wouldn't even make him the dog catcher. The sheriff in New Hampshire, 863-4200. The county commissioner of New Hampshire, 863-2560. So those numbers again. Governor of New Hampshire, 603-271-2121. The sheriff in New Hampshire, 863-4200. And the county commissioner, 863-2560. All 603 area code. You know, Randy was on Jones's show the other day, and there's a quote off of... let me see which one this is. Infowars.net. And they wrote about Danny Riley, the man who was shot and tasered on the Browns property. He's had his Google and YouTube accounts blocked, so he cannot upload any more videos. And evidently, he told the fine folks over there that he was nervous wreck and still feared for his safety. Well, yeah. But you know what? I'm with Randy. Although I've not been in a circumstance that he found himself in, I got pretty close a couple of times. And I don't know what it is, but I really don't have any fear of these people. I sometimes feel anger for their stupidity and their ignorance and them turning on the law of this country and the Constitution. I weep for their stupidity, but I'm not fearful of them. And I don't, honestly, folks, I don't understand when people get afraid. It just doesn't register with me. It really does not. So before you're tested in a circumstance that you may not want, you may not need, keep this in mind, that eventually, one fine day, maybe some sunny spring afternoon, that you get run up on by some federales or people that claim authority while ignoring the law and ignoring the Constitution. Hope that does not happen to you. And the best way to prevent that from happening to you is not letting it happen to other people. We stand together because they ain't got enough people to hang us all separately, I guarantee you. And there's going to be a lot of converts along the way. They're going to see what they're doing, and they're going to cease and desist. They're not going to want to take part anymore.
Online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Declaring independence.
How many good men are going to come to the aid of their country? Well, I think we're going to find out next year. I know a group of people out in California, the United Republicans of California, they're endorsing Ron Paul. The United Republicans of California, UROC, have unanimously endorsed Congressman Ron Paul for President of the United States. UROC, formed in 1963 to support Barry Goldwater, represents the traditional conservative wing of the California Republican Party. And yes, in the land of the fruits, nuts, and flakes, there's still some sane conservative people out there in California. The unanimous endorsement from the United Republicans of California proves what the campaign has been saying all along. And this is according to Kent Snyder, the campaign chairman for Ron Paul. Ron Paul is the only true conservative and real Republican in the race. In their official statement endorsing Dr. Paul, UROC called him the leading advocate for freedom in our nation's capital, and recognized that Ron Paul's voting record demonstrates that he has voted against raising taxes, unbalanced budgets, federal restriction on gun ownership, raising congressional pay, or increasing the power of the executive branch. His voting record demonstrates further that he voted against the USA Patriot Act, regulating the Internet, and the war in Iraq. Dr. Paul is the only candidate with a record that matches the UROC's platform. Whether the issue is life, the Second Amendment, foreign policy, spending, or taxes, Ron Paul is the only traditional conservative candidate, continued Snyder. Traditional conservatives across the country should support Ron Paul for president. And, you know, on the issue here of regulating the Internet, well, what is YouTube doing? Well, they're going to fire up a brand new program that's going to block people from submitting video clips that are copyrighted or otherwise protected. I read that as being, shall we say, censorship. Now, there were laws providing that if you use something for demonstration or purposes, not for gain, monetary gain. Have you noticed on your DVD movies you're now watching at home? Remember when it said the FBI, they'd give you that bright red screen and the FBI is warning that, you know, this is copyrighted material and there are civil and criminal penalties and blah, 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 blah. Well, if you notice what they've put in there of late is that even if this is to be used for nonprofit or a demonstration, like say in a news article or whatever else, it's a no-no. Their stuff is protected. Your opinion is not. And they are not to be ridiculed, and the system is going to protect itself. You know, I was going to mention when the caller from Florida was on with Randy Weaver, I was going to mention the Virginia Tech case. This is not something that the gun grabbers have really been successful as pointing to as having a victory, screaming for more gun control in this country. Remember Dennis Kucinich, a couple of months ago, came out with the 94 gun control bill on steroids. This is not floating well. It's not flying well in a lot of people's faces. But we've got the NRA that has negotiated an agreement in recent days, which would be the first gun control bill enacted into law since 1994. It's going to provide financial incentives for states to provide mental health and criminal records to a database used for federal background checks on gun buyers. And according to Representative Carolyn, I can't hear that. You got to turn it up. According to Representative Carolyn McCarthy, it's going to pass. Put your headphones on or turn up your monitor because you cannot hear this. She said it's going to pass. It's a good deal and it's going to save lives. Horse pucky, Carolyn McCarthy. And shame on you, NRA, for another compromise on gun rights of Americans. You should be ashamed of yourselves. Second hour coming up.
It's true.